Maggie Skordal shields her eyes from the unforgiving high-altitude sun as she snowshoes into a snowtell monitoring station. It's on Berthoud Pass at 11,000 feet along the Continental Divide.
This site gets used for basin averages for the upper Colorado, the headwaters of the Colorado, and for the South.
Hydrologists like Skordal and her partner Mike Artisan, who work for the Natural Resources Conservation Service, have been visiting this site taking snow depth samples for 60 years.
You go 24 and a half.
Okay. The method itself hasn't changed much since then. They still use a hollow metal tube and probe it into the snow at precise locations.
8 inches of water.
Gauging the depth and water content here is important because much of this snow will melt and flow into the Colorado River, eventually winding its way to taps from Denver to Los Angeles. Think of it like a virtual storage reservoir.
In the western states, about 75% of our water supply comes from the snowpack. That's a lot.
So when the snowpack here at the headwaters of an arid region comes in at just over half of normal, time to take notice.
Yeah, and so, you know, can we recover from this? Yeah, you know, we still have a lot of season left, but, you know, it's not a good start.
Well, the big thing that I've heard our engineers say is if we have to have a dry year, which we're never excited about, this is a great year to have it.
70 miles east up and over the Continental Divide is Dana Strongen's office at Northern Water. Her agency pumps melted snow through a maze of pipes and reservoirs that feed thirsty cities and farms in northeastern Colorado. Strongen says she's not worried yet because last winter was so snowy.
But if this year lags and next year lags, yeah, we can lose levels in our reservoirs and get a little concerned. A good portion of the 2000s was pretty rough on our storage, and luckily, right there at the end, we were able to fill those guys up for us.
So it's not a crisis yet if you're in the water business, but what about the West's winter recreation economy?
Whee!
I'm standing here at the base of the Winter Park Ski Resort watching a few snowboarders and skiers slide into the lift. And like many Western ski resorts, Winter Park has been left pretty high and dry so far this year. And resort spokeswoman Mista Lynn Lee says they haven't actually been making snow here since December.
We're in the industry of Mother Nature.
Barely a third of the mountain here is open. Nearby Vail has attributed a 15% drop in skier visits to the dismal snow. The situation is worse in Lake Tahoe. Just about the only resorts doing well are Taos, New Mexico, and Whistler, British Columbia. The jet stream has sent the big storms to the far north and south. But here in Winter Park, Mista Lynn Lee hasn't given up on winter.
This is very early still in the season. People think, oh my gosh, we're into January. You haven't had your certain mark of snow. But we have 4 months left of our season, and our busiest month is, snowiest month, is in March.
The ski industry is good at sounding optimistic in dry winters like this, since in Colorado alone, skiing generates about $3 billion a year.
Yeah, we do. Okay. So we have avalanche beacons with us, shovels, pro poles. And,
back on Berthoud Pass, a popular jumping-off point for backcountry skiers, Helene Storch and Rob Thorsheim of Golden are fixing climbing skins to the bottom of their skis.
Normally you'd have 3-4 foot snowbanks all around here, and we've got 2 foot snowbanks.
Yeah, last year in January, you couldn't even read that sign. It was covered.
The two are a little more candid than the officials when it comes to the snowfall so far this year. They say it's been depressing. For KUNC, I'm Kirk Sigler.